the sermon text this morning from our epistle reading. The saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, there are days when the scripture just seems to go whoosh, right at you. Just zeroes in. And when I was looking at these readings, like, oh, yep, this is going to be one of those days. It's like you do that reading and just, bam, right there, you. I'm talking about you, Thompson. That's who I'm talking to. You know, I've got one of the things that I'd like to share with you this morning is that I have no word of the Lord. I have no way of knowing who's in heaven and who's out of heaven. Other than an outward confession of faith, which anyone makes, we must trust that outward confession of faith. You know, but I have no idea whose outward confession of faith is sincere and whose outward confession of faith is a sham. I have no mystical understanding of anyone's struggles with the faith that they have. And for the most part, I have precious little idea of all the things that poured into you to make you you. I know about this much of your lives. And that is absolutely very little. I mean, you know, take a look at the parables that Jesus is telling today. Now, who are the lost? Is that somebody on the far side of the world who's never heard of Jesus? I don't think that's who Jesus is talking about in this particular case. There's one lost person in those parables. There's 99 self-righteous people in those parables. And then there's the finder. There's one lost coin, coins that don't need lost, and then there's, or found, and then there's a finder. So the question is, can we really identify the unbeliever as the one who is lost in these parables? Who are the people that are being grumbled about? Who are the sinners? Well, here we find in this particular incident that these are the, as they were called, the tax collectors and the sinners, right? But they were people who were drawing near to listen to Jesus. They had heard about him. They wanted to know more about him. They sought Jesus out, and they wanted to hear his words and what he has to say. He spoke to them of repentance and forgiveness. They are those people, but they want to hear what Jesus says, and likely these people are people of the house of Israel. Lost sheep, lost coins, but valuable to the seeker. Well, here's the deal. On any given day, at any given time, quite frankly, I'm the lost or I'm the Pharisee. Some days I'm both of them in one very day. As one of my friends has said, I'm afflicted with the human condition. And what does that mean, to have the human condition? It means I'm a broken sinner. It means I need to repent. It means I need the Lord's forgiveness. You see, not a one of us can simply look at someone, just take a casual glance at them and make that judgment on who is the idolater, who is the ungodly sinner, who is the profane, who is the sexually immoral, the liar, the lasher out at parents. Like it as not, at some point in any time of our own lives, we were that person, or we have been that person. Likely it's every one of us. It's why most of us don't tell stories about our youth to our children or to the young. We don't tell those stories because they're embarrassing, because we have been party to mistakes. We have been party to partying, the drinking, the hubba hubba. Because let's face it or not, if you've ever dated somebody or if you're married somebody, I'm going to tell you the first thing that attracted you to them probably wasn't their IQ. You know, it was probably something else that drew you to them. We may have been a bit wild. I'm pretty confident that more than one of us has shown up at church hungover. And a lot of it, more or less, ended up being harmless. But enough of it wasn't harmless. And we don't tell those stories, or many of them, because the young begin to think that we turned out okay, so it's okay for them to do it. The problem is, most of us, we're not okay. We're not good deep down where it counts. Most of us are damaged. We're hiding it very well, but there's a lot of damage there. And perhaps we have been trying to amend our sinful lives. Maybe, perhaps not. I mean, some of us have tried to amend our sinful lives so good and have caught our very selves turning into a person who's holier than thou. You know, like a smoker who's quit smoking, who can't stand to be around smoke and yells at everybody else who's smoking. You know, can't let the smoker smoke and the non-smoker not smoke. Sometimes when we amend our sinful lives, we do tend to get a little holier than thou. And then we've had to check ourselves. A few people we know never have admitted that they are sinners and in need of repentance. And that's where we either get our Bert or Bertha Better Than You's or our Secure Sam's who say, I'm fine, I'm good, I have no problems, leave me alone. The rest of Christianity, though, the vast majority of those who listen to Jesus come to realize just exactly who he's talking about. Most Christians come to realize Jesus is talking about them. And those are the people who've learned not to confuse Christ with Christians. Christ is the rock. Christians are the broken. And yes, sometimes the lost. That's the sentiment St. Paul expresses. I was a blasphemer. I was a persecutor. Insolent opponent. Then he goes on to say, but what, Paul? But what? But I found mercy. I received mercy. And then we understand that Jesus is the giver. Saint Paul is the receiver. Jesus is the finder. And even when Paul did not know he was lost, the mercy of the Lord overflowed unto him with grace and love. To whom does this grace and mercy and love flow to? To whom is this mercy and love shown to? And St. Paul says, to me. That's who it was shown to. To me. Me who was insolent. Me who was the blasphemer. Me who caused the death of believers. Me who am what I am. The grace of God and the mercy of God overflowed to me. To me. Jesus claimed me. Jesus came to me. Jesus was, and grasp this now please, because St. Paul says Jesus was patient with me. And Paul goes on to say, I am an example of the patience of Christ. I am an example of the patience that Jesus has with everyone, so that all who believe in him may come to everlasting life. And so the question is, where are you at in your life? And each and every one of us are at a completely different place in our journey of faith. Some have found joy. Some are struggling. Some are wrestling. Some are in comfort. Some at peace. Praise be to God. that we are not the ones seeking God. We are not the ones finding. Praise be to God that He is the seeker. Praise be to God that He is the finder. Think about that Old Testament reading that we had for us today. The reading from Ezekiel. There's like 19 to 21 I will do's in that reading. And who is the doer of the doing? It's not the prophet. It's God saying, I will seek, I will find, I will do, I will feed, I will bind, I will carry, I will, I will, I will, I will rescue, I will strengthen. This is all what God does. He is the finder of the lost. And He finds through word and sacrament. He comes to you with His word. He comes to you with His sacraments. He seeks you out where you're at in your life right now at this very moment, at this very point. He is the God who rescued His people from the rebellion. He is the God who sets one shepherd over them. He said, my servant David, that's Jesus Christ. Jesus is the one who is the seeker. Jesus is the one who is the finder of the lost. He is the caller to repentance. He is the one who is patiently seeking out all the lost, patiently calling the lost to faith, patiently calling the lost to eternal life. That's us. That's us. Because at any given moment, we are the lost, we are the found. Not a blessed one of us can be all high and mighty, but each and every one of us can stand next to that sinner, that defiant person. We can be with them and know that we were all once such wanderers in the wilderness until the voice of the shepherd called to us. The voice of the shepherd sought us out and picked us up and bound up our own wounds. And what else about this shepherd? This shepherd never tires of seeking us out when we stray, never tires of bringing us home to Himself. And He will continue to carry you unto life everlasting. Can we all look at Jesus when He finds us, calls us, binds us, and carries us, and look at Him and say, who? Me? Me? And that's when you will hear Jesus say unto you, yes. Yes, you. I'm here for you. In that same Jesus' name. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.